Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's the second day of us talking about credit cards, especially credit cards that have been used inappropriately. You're the victim of fraud, credit card fraud. So the title is Someone Else is Using My Credit Card. Remember, yesterday we had a conversation between Juliet and Bill. Someone used his credit card, so Juliet helped him take care of the problem. Sounds like it was a remedy. There. It was taken care of pretty well. But today we're actually going to talk about some ways that you can prevent being the victim of credit card fraud.
Cool. So it's kind of a mess when it happens, especially if it comes at a busy time in your life for you. What's really bad is if it happens and you're planning a trip overseas, pretty soon after you discover it, because typically the bank will issue a new credit card. They don't always have to. I've had fraudulent charges a couple of times. Had my number one time, Citibank had a hacker that got into their system and stole about, I think it was over 6 million people's details and numbers and credit cards. That was a mess. They had to send me a new credit card. Another time, I didn't need to be issued a new credit card. They just took the charge off. And hopefully they got the police after those people who charged a party in a box to my card. But these are some nightmare scenarios we're talking about. We're going to also discuss what you can do and how you can try to protect yourself. You're not always going to be safe in this digital world we live in, but you can take some precautions. You have to be very aware of what's going on. So let's go get started, guys. We're going to read through today's lesson and then we'll be back.
It's a nightmare scenario. You open your bank statement and see several transactions you don't remember making. It's likely you're a victim of credit card fraud. Here's what you should do in this situation. First, you need to be aware of the problem. Pay close attention to your credit card statement for any errors. If you can do this online, you have an advantage, as you can monitor your credit card activity without having to wait for the monthly statement to arrive in the mail. It's important to find and report problems early, because banks and other providers are not required to help you when 60 days have passed since the error appeared on your statement. Next, it's recommended that you contact the merchant. Merchants are often willing to assist you in resolving the issue. If you are unable to resolve the matter directly, then your next step is to contact your bank or credit card provider. Make sure you have all the details of the disputed transaction at hand. Finally, never give your information to someone who calls or emails you, even if they claim to be your credit card provider. Though they may sound legitimate, they are often part of a scam called phishing. Always initiate contact with your credit card provider using a trusted phone number from their website or your statement.
So let's look at this first paragraph. It's a nightmare scenario. A scenario is sort of a situation that you've put together or you've made up, and you just kind of examine it. If it's a nightmare scenario, it's something that's horrible. We all know a nightmare's regular definition is just a bad dream at night, but it can also be a word you use to describe something that's really unpleasant or horrible. You could go on a nightmare date with someone. We'll often use it kind of as a joke. You know, how was your date last night? It was a nightmare. How was the test that you took? It was a nightmare. I didn't study for the questions that were on the test. This is a nightmare scenario. A situation that you hope never happens, but unfortunately it does.
Unfortunately, it does to people who use credit cards, especially if they use them often. So this is a situation that might cause you great distress. You open your bank statement and see several transactions you don't remember making. So you will receive this statement in the mail from your credit card provider, usually a bank, and then you open it up and usually they list all the transactions you have made, but you see several transactions that you don't remember making. Hey, hey, I don't remember purchasing a refrigerator from Jalafu last week. I did not buy a refrigerator. I hate the one I have, but I didn't buy a new one. I don't remember that transaction. And there are probably other several transactions that are there, too. You bought gasoline at a gas station down in Jai or something like that, or you bought a whole bunch of books from the Eslite bookstore or something, and you don't read that much. So what the heck? Why are people buying all these things on my credit card? This is a nightmare. I don't want to pay for all those things.
Who does? You know, it wasn't your fault that those charges got onto your credit card. It's likely that you're a victim of credit card fraud. We often call people victims if something bad happens to them. And this is something horrible. It takes a lot of time, and it's just a pain. So if you're a victim of crime, something bad has happened to you. Maybe someone's stolen from you. Maybe someone has hit you. Maybe someone has invaded your home, and they've come in to rob you. Here, you're likely a victim of credit card fraud. Fraud is something that is associated with dishonesty. So it's something that's wrong. It's usually criminal. It's against the law to commit acts of fraud. But fraud is usually a word that we use when it concerns money or finances. And I use the word fraudulent on the day one of this unit, a fraudulent charge. So we know that somebody dishonestly charged using my credit card. And if they're found, they can be arrested.
Hopefully, not only arrested, but put in jail and tortured and whipped and beaten for causing that inconvenience to you. I wouldn't go so far as give them the death penalty. That's a little bit too far. But they should be drawn and quartered or whipped and stuff like that. So here's what you should do in this situation. This is some advice that we have here. Our writer here did some research and found out some suggestions here for you to follow if this happens to you. First, you need to be aware of the problem. Okay, if you are aware of something, that means you know of its existence. You know it is there. Sometimes you don't really know it's there. Sometimes you receive your credit card statement in the mail and you go, yeah, it's probably okay, whatever, I'm too busy. I need to start preparing dinner right now. The dishes need to be washed. I don't have time to read that statement. It takes too much energy. But indeed, you need to pay close attention to your credit card statement for any errors. Yes, open that up, get the statement out of the envelope and go through it and make sure you made all those transactions. And if there is a transaction there that you didn't make, then you are now aware of the problem.
Right. So awesome. If you can do this online, you have an advantage as you can monitor your credit card activity without having to wait for that paper statement to arrive monthly in snail mail, the mail that's delivered by your postman. So if you do it online, I actually have all my statements online. I don't check every day, but maybe I check maybe a couple times a month. I'll just get online to see what's going on and kind of look at what I've been charging too. Sometimes I lose track of things I buy. So you have an advantage. It'll help you if you can do it because it'll save some time. You won't have to wait so long before reporting a fraudulent charge if it happens. So if you monitor something, guys, that's one of our vocabulary words. You actually closely follow something. You keep looking at it. Maybe you're checking on something to see what's going on. Nurses and doctors will monitor a patient, especially if they're in ICU and they're in critical condition. They constantly have to be monitored. Actually, there's a machine by their bed that's a monitor, and it shows what their heart rate is, what their oxygen level is. Those are monitors. And that screen we use that's connected to our computers, that's also called a monitor and not just a screen. You can call it your computer screen, but you can call it a monitor as well.
Yes, speakers for your stereo system are sometimes referred to as monitors or studio monitors, but most people just call those speakers. But in any case here, monitor is being used as a verb. We could also say you need to keep track of your credit card activity. You need to check up on your credit card activity. And that way you can do this without having to wait for your monthly statement to arrive in the mail. I guess those statements come once a month. That seems fair enough. And, of course, if you do this online, you can see it anytime you want to. Now, it's important to find and report problems early because banks and other providers are not required to help you when 60 days have passed since the error appeared on your statement. Mm. So you only have 60 days to take care of this problem. And if you wait for your monthly statement, you could already be a month behind schedule. So you've only got another month to, you know, get this problem taken care of. So banks issue credit cards, and there are other people who provide credit cards. That's why we're calling them providers. Mm-hmm. Maybe some other kind of financial institution or something like that. I'm not quite sure. But
well, we used to call fathers who went out to work and moms who stayed at home. We'd call those fathers the providers of the home. Now, usually both parents are working because you need to pay the bills. But those are also providers if you're taking care of people. So these other providers are not required to help you if you let those 60 days pass. So that's the law for most places. Better check and make sure, though. And if you don't, you know, keep an eye on your own bills, your statements, your finances, you may be hurt through actions that had nothing to do with you. Somebody else hurt you, but you have to keep track of what's going on with your finances for sure.
Indeed. Okay. So next, it's recommended that you contact the merchant. Mm-hmm. That's what our recommendation is. Recommend, of course, is a verb. That means that's what we think you should do because we have this information or we have this experience. You might look for a recommendation from somebody hey, can you recommend a good place to have dinner? You know, I know you go out a lot and eat at restaurants and I'd like to eat Italian food. Mm-hmm. Can you recommend a good restaurant? And here we recommend that you contact the merchant. Of course, the merchant is somebody who sells you something.
Uh-huh.
The merchant who sold you the merchandise.
Right. So merchants are often willing to assist or help you in resolving the issue. So if you resolve something, you work something out so it's no longer a problem. Maybe you're having a fight with your friend, your best friend, but you decide, we don't want to argue anymore. So you get together, talk it out, and resolve or settle or find a solution to something that's bothering you. Here you're trying to resolve the issue and make sure that it's taken care of. If you're unable to resolve the matter directly, and I wasn't with my party in the box situation, I didn't know how to contact this company. I looked them up online, couldn't really find anything because they're in China. So I called my bank directly, and that's what you're going to want to do. You definitely want to also contact your bank, whether you contact the merchant first or not. Always contact your bank or credit card provider and make sure they have all the details of the disputed transaction. If you dispute something with someone, you argue about it with somebody else. So you don't agree on something, and so you kind of fight about it or argue about it. We also use the word dispute as a noun. Moving on to the final paragraph, finally, never give your information to someone who calls or emails you. Please, guys, that's stupid. Don't ever do that. In fact, most of your banks out there and your credit card companies will tell you directly, we will never ask you for information like this if you get an email from us, because it would actually, you'd be sending information over the internet that wasn't protected.
Exactly. That sort of reminds me, one time I got a phone call and somebody said, Bah! Well, be bang jala!
Really?
I've been kidnapped. And of course, I saw right through that. Of course, that was a big scam. But sometimes people are gullible for stuff like that.
They call for it.
We need your credit card number. Otherwise, you'll be in problem. We'll report this to the tax department and they'll come down and arrest you and throw you in jail. Yeah, you better give us that number right now.
Uh-huh.
No, if somebody calls you, do not give them the information and do not give any information to anybody via an email, okay? And they might claim that they are your credit card provider. I would say no then, and then call the actual credit card provider directly and say, hey, do I need to give you this information? Oh, no, that was a fake phone call. It's a good thing you said no. Now, let's move on here. Though they may sound legitimate, they are often part of a scam called phishing. Here,、mm-hmm. fishing is spelled with P-H. Fishing, usually fishing is spelled with an F. You go fishing, try to catch fish, you know. But F-H here probably means phony, which means fake,、not real. So fishing, fake fishing,、phony fishing. And this could be a scam. I guess that's、what you say, Japian Jituan here in、mm-hmm. Taiwan,、a fishing operation or something like that. It's a scam or scammers.、that's another word we can use.、they may sound legitimate, means that they are what they say they are. They're legal. They're not lying to you.、and also legitimate means、it's according to the law. It's legitimate and it's not fake.
It's interesting. It's one of those new words that's been created since we've developed computer technology. It was invented in the 1990s. It's sad, but phishing is a really popular tool these days. I think that most people who are computer savvy or they understand computer technology, they're smarter than these phishing emails that are trying to scam them and they just delete them. My email company, I'm with Hotmail, which is actually Microsoft, they ask us to send those phishing emails back to them so that they can make sure we don't get any more from that particular person or group. Always initiate contact with your credit card provider using a trusted phone number from their website or your statement. You know those emails that come and they say, we want to make sure that、we have your correct number or your address. We're reconfirming your phone number, log in, and then they have a link in that email. That's for sure a phishing expedition there. Because if they're asking you for information, they would always ask you to go to their website first. They would never ask you to log in through an email. You know that that's a phishing scam right there.
Right, but unfortunately, a lot of people are kind of new to the internet and they're unaware of these scams. I did hear of a friend of a friend、
uh-huh.
who actually fell for this. They actually provided the、credit card information to the people who were calling.
Yeah.
And they lost a lot of money. And of course, they never found the criminals. They got away with it.、this, of course, was somebody who was over 70 years old、who grew up in a world without computers. So I think those people prey on those kinds of people.So, yeah, make sure your grandparents don't receive phone calls like that if they've never used、computers before or if they're uncomfortable with computers. But in any case, yes, always initiate your contact. If you initiate something, that means you make the first move, okay? You are the person who causes something to happen. We often talk about,、say, a boy and a girl are together in a room, but they're not talking. So it's always up to the boy, usually, to initiate the conversation. Hello, I haven't seen you here for a long time, etc.、sometimes the girls initiate conversations. And this could happen in、other kinds of situations, too. The person who starts something is the person who initiates that conversation.
Well, that's it for how to deal with unauthorized credit card charges. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a few minutes. And then we have a couple of discussion questions we're going to tackle.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina.我们首先来看到今天的第一个句子 It's a nightmare scenario 我们常常听到 scenario 这个字它解释成为情节剧本那么延伸出来就是一种局面局势我们常常听到的最糟的状况你就可以说 the worst scenario 也就是呢你看到你的信用卡被盗刷了在第一段呢中间后面的句子提到It's likely you are a victim of credit card fraud. 所以很可能你成为了信用卡诈骗的牺牲者。Victim 当作名词是有受害者的意思。常见的片语 fall victim to, 也就是有成为什么的受害者或是受到什么的伤害。而句子后面的 fraud 当作名词则是有欺骗的意思。举个例子来说，他被发现有诈骗的行为，那么你就可以说 He was found guilty of fraud. A fraud 这个字呢，延伸出来也有骗子的意思，所以你说那个人啊，根本就是个骗子，你就可以说 The man was a fraud. 接着来看到第二段，来告诉你呢，如果被盗刷的话，你要怎么样来预防，有哪些步骤可以做呢？首先当然要注意到你的信用卡的 statement， 在第二段的第三个句子提到If you can do this online, you have an advantage, as you can monitor your credit card activity without having to wait for the monthly statement to arrive in the mail. 在这里提到 do this, 也就是要呢仔细的检查你的信用卡账单，如果可以呢 online 在网络上做这件事情，那你就有一个优势，因为呢你可以 monitor， 你可以监控呢监测你的每一笔信用卡的 activity， 它的交易，而不需要等到呢一个月后才寄来这个银行的月结单。Monitor 这个动词原本是有监控监测的意思，接着除了要密切的注意信用卡的状况之外呢，在第三段提到 Next, it's recommended that you contact the merchant， 在这里提到呢，很建议你的呢是你要去联络商家，这个 merchant 指的呢就是商人或商家的意思，特别注意一下 recommend 这个动词是有推荐建议，后面如果呢用 that 来加子句，我们主词跟动词中间有个 should 常常被省略掉了，所以应该加的是原形动词。举个例子来说，我们建议每个人都要遵守安全规则，你就要说It is recommended that everyone comply with safety regulations. 在这里的 comply, 我们用的是原形动词，因为 everyone 后面的 should 被省略掉了。而联络商家，商家可以怎么做呢？Merchants are often willing to assist you in resolving the issue.其实商家呢通常都会非常乐意的协助你解决这个问题。 Assist someone in doing something， 也就是有协助某人做怎么样的事情。 A resolve 在这里当作动词，则是有解决难题、消除疑惑的意思。我们再来造一个句子， The news report resolved all our doubts，也就是代表着这个新闻的报道消除了我们一切的疑虑。还要特别注意的是 resolve 还有一个很重要的意思是决心，跟下定决心去做某件事情，我们可以说 resolve to do something。 接着往下看咯，最后要注意呢，千万不要把你的资讯提供给任何随便打电话宣称他们是你的信用卡供应商的人。后面的句子提到 Though they may sound legitimate, they are often part of scam called phishing。 在这里提到呢，他们也许听起来是 legitimate， 代表是合法的，但是事实上呢，他们就是在进行的是 phishing， 也就是网络钓鱼诈骗的一部分。我们来看一下 legitimate 这个形容词，合法的，他是这个财产的唯一合法继承人，你就可以说 He is the only legitimate heir to the property。 而这里的 scam 则是有诈骗的意思。最后一句提到 Always initiate contact with your credit card provider using the trusted phone number from their website or your statement。 特别要注意，这是一个祈使句，所以我们用原形动词 initiate， 你呢永远都要这样子开始。用怎样的方式开始呢？如果跟信用卡供应商联系的话，一定要用使用一个 trusted phone number， 可靠的电话号码来跟他们联系。在这里的 initiate 就是有开始、创始。我们常说开设一门新的课程，就可以说 to initiate a new course of studies。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, we've got some discussion questions to finish off our lesson for today. Here's our first question. Do you think it's safe to use a credit card online?
I do. Of course, it's a little dangerous, but you know, that's the way life is. My dad refuses to use a credit card online. So do you know what he does? He calls me up and he says, hey, Steph, I want this on this website. Will you buy it for me? Use your credit card? You know, because I'm like, oh, Dad, it's okay if they steal my information, but not your information. I get it. Very funny. So, yeah, it's not altogether safe. Life is risky, guys. Got to take some risks.
Yeah, for the most part, I think it's safe to use credit cards online. Even though I haven't had my own credit card for a very long time, but I do use credit cards to purchase various things using my wife's credit card. I've bought a couple of magazine subscriptions online, and every once in a while I buy something like maybe some bicycle parts or a pair of shoes because I can't find my size here or something like that. So for the most part, it's safe to use a credit card. And also I should mention that even sometimes when I purchase something unusual using my wife's credit card, we almost immediately get a call from the bank that has issued the credit card here in Taiwan, and they want to confirm, hey, did you buy this certain thing from this certain company in the United States? I guess for them, it kind of sticks out, a red flag kind of pops up because it's an overseas transaction. So they think that might be illegitimate, so they want to make sure that it's legitimate before they actually let the transaction go through.
Mm-hmm. Here's the next question, Tom. Do you prefer paying for things with cash or by card, by credit card?
Interesting question. I guess I pay by cash because here in Taiwan, cash is king.
Yeah.
You can't go to a lot of mom and pop stores and whip out a credit card. They go, no, we don't take that.
Uh-huh.
Even when I bought my latest digital camera from a store in the Guanghua market, They did not accept a credit card. They said, no, we just take cash only here. And I thought, gee, Guanghua Shangchang, a very modern place, and you guys don't take credit cards.Boy, are you guys behind the times. But I guess that's just the case here in Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
You just love your cash and you just don't trust those credit cards. So actually at the time I didn't have a credit card, so I was going to pay by cash anyway.
Mm.
But I just mentioned that as an example. I just mentioned, you know, would you guys accept a credit card if I wanted to buy this with a credit card? They said, no, you got to pay by cash.
Yeah, a lot of things are required to be paid through, you know, just by cash here. I noticed my dentist only takes cash, which was a shock because I was getting an expensive crown that cost, what, $45,000. So anyway, it's nice to have a choice, though. It's interesting. This question says, do you prefer paying for things with cash or by card? Usually, if you're at a store, at least in the United States, they'll say, is that cash or charge or cash or credit? They won't say card. Is that cash or card? They'll say cash or credit or cash or charge. So, try not to get in too much debt, though, guys. It's really easy to schwack on and then later realize that, oh, my goodness, I already bought all this stuff and my credit card is, I owe so much on my credit card. Try to stay away from that. It's very tempting, isn't it? It's like free money.
Yeah.
Until you have to pay the bill.
Yeah, I don't like being in debt at all, so I don't like using credit cards. But like for some things, if I buy things overseas online, you have to use a credit card.
Yeah.
No choice.
Cool.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We hope we can prevent fraud for you. We hope all of you don't get cheated by somebody. And we hope your English listening and speaking and writing and reading ability improve by leaps and bounds. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson. Thank you for joining us. For all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.